Hello, good afternoon. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I please speak with William, please?
Speaking.
And to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 0 to 2, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, or 41 and over?
40.
And what is your primary branch of the trade? Marble mason, tile setter, refractory bricklayer, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, plasterer, cement mason, mason helper or finisher, tile or marble finisher, stone mason or PCC or restoration?
Bricklayer.
Okay. And on the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, or foreman?
I started out as an apprentice.
On the last job that you worked on?
Hey, what?
Hello? On the last job that you worked on, were you an apprentice?
Yeah, I'm in top branch, yes.
Okay. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you want work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any? 0 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12 weeks, 13 to 20 weeks, 21 or more weeks?
Zero.
And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
The same number.
And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Fewer.
Fewer, okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No.
No, okay. Yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you work in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union of any of them?
Yes.
And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
And thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was founded primarily through your state or local government, privately through the federal government, or do you not know?
What was the question?
Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was founded primarily through your state or local government, privately through the federal government, or do you not know?
Privately.
Privately. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now? About the same or more unemployment than now?
I don't know.
But thinking generally, what do you think? More than now, the same, or less?
Same.
The same. And now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
About the same.
And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust or air quality, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job? Or something else, not least here.
Dust and air quality.
Dust and air quality, okay. And now, yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing, yes or no?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
And picketing?
No.
And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Regularly.
And changing the subject to the war beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. I have a short list. I have the internet or social media, cable news, radio, friends and neighbors, print or online newspaper, or local TV news.
Local TV news.
Okay. And the second one, the internet, cable, radio, friends and neighbors, or newspaper.
Friends.
And after that, the internet, cable news, radio, or newspaper.
Newspaper.
And after that, I have internet, cable news, or radio.
Internet.
And the last one, cable news or radio, which you rely most.
Radio.
Radio. And the last one, cable news. Okay. Just let me record that. And which of the following issues matters most to you right now? The environment, foreign policy, support for labor unions, healthcare, education, immigration, jobs and the economy, or something else?
All of the above.
But if you had to select one, which one? The most important.
Labor unions.
Okay, support for labor unions.
And how long is this interview, sir?
We're almost done with the survey, really. We are 75%.
Okay.
I will write this up, okay?
Up.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And now, as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act? Or not?
Yes.
And a lot, some, or a little?
Some.
Some. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
And generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Democrat.
And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
UAW.
And much more or somewhat more with UAW?
Much.
Much more. And now please just indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following.
Approve.
The first one is his job as president overall. Strongly or somewhat?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Yeah, somewhat.
Somewhat approve. Immigration, the job he's doing in immigration? Strongly
somewhat.
Approve, somewhat approve. And the economy?
Somewhat approve.
Healthcare?
No.
Healthcare, the job he's doing in healthcare?
Somewhat.
Support for labor unions?
Somewhat.
And the last one, foreign affairs?
Somewhat.
And now we're basically in the last part of the survey, just a couple of more questions. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove,
somewhat.
Or strongly disapprove. And are you registered to vote, yes or no?
Yes.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will
almost
not vote?
Certain.
And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom will you vote?
Well, that's really none of your business.
I need to read everything verbatim, but if the election were held today...
Well, you can put down whatever you want.
Okay. Yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affect your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Yes.
And turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
And in your own words, how could the union best improve its representation and service? How could they improve?
Apprenticeship classes.
Okay. Something else?
No, that's all.
Give me 1 second. Just let me document your answer. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Apprentices.
In what way? I'm sorry.
Classes.
More classes to the workers?
Yes.
Okay. And something else?
That's all.
More classes to the workers. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Text, job site, mail, union meetings, or email?
Union meetings.
And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never? Once a year, a couple times a year, or more times a year?
A couple times a year.
And the last few questions, just for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, or what?
Is the Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Not very strong.
And just to make sure we have a representative sample, can you please tell us what is your race or ethnicity?
White.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Bill.
I'm sorry, B? With B?
Bill, yes.
Okay. And... okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us.